MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Supreme Court upheld the murder conviction of Castulo Aragon Jr. while overturning one of his three evidence tampering convictions. In a unanimous opinion written by Justice Michael Vigil, the court rejected Aragon's request for a new trial, finding no prosecutorial misconduct and ruling the evidence against him was plainly sufficient. The court ruled one evidence tampering conviction violated protections against double jeopardy, which bars multiple punishments for the same crime. The case now returns to the trial court for resentencing. Aragon was sentenced in 2022 to life in prison for the first-degree murder of Maria Aragon, plus additional time on the tampering convictions. He represented himself at trial after an earlier proceeding ended in a hung jury. Maria Aragon's body was found along a highway north of Roswell, and prosecutors said she had been strangled, stabbed, and beaten, and evidence suggested her body had been moved there. When wildfire smoke rises across the mountains, Operation Skyhammer is built to respond quickly. The Rapid Response Firefighting Program combines two helitankers, a helicopter coordinator, and a mobile retardant base to strengthen initial wildfire attacks across a five-state region. Based at Jeffco Air Base in Colorado, Skyhammer can deploy wherever fire danger is highest. Its two Skycrane helitankers can each carry about 2,400 gallons of water or retardant and can refill in roughly 45 seconds. Together, they can nearly match the output of two large fixed-wing air tankers while cutting turnaround times during the critical early stages of a fire. The program's mobile retardant base can be up and running within 24 to 48 hours, allowing crews to operate from remote locations that normally could not support specialized firefighting aircraft. After retardant drops, crews can switch to drafting water from nearby natural sources without contaminating sensitive waterways. The U.S. Forest Service contracts the aircraft and crews and supports the programs, while local, state, and federal agencies can request Skyhammer for fires in any jurisdiction. And the Cloudcroft Summer Art Workshop's date and instructors are set, and the schedule has been released, starting with drawing on June 8th through the 12th, watercolor June 15th through the 19th, acrylic and pencil portraits June 23rd through 26th, soft pastels July 14th through 17th, watercolor and ink journaling July 20th through the 24th, oil and pastel landscapes July 28th through 31st, and abstract acrylic August 4th through 7th. For more information or to register, go to cloudcroftart.com. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.